This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is Dr. Al Sturgis, music director of the North Carolina Master Chorale.
Al Sturgis, tell us about the upcoming season for the North Carolina Master Chorale. What's the first concert we can expect to hear?
We're really excited about our first concert, which will be on November 10th in the Mandy Concert Hall. It opens for us what is to be rather an eclectic season. This first piece is by Rena Esmail. Rena is an Indian American composer from the West Coast. She has a post with the Los Angeles Master Chorale, the artist in residence, and was a composer in residence with Seattle Symphony, and she's writing some wonderful music. We're doing a piece by Rena called This Love Between Us, Prayers for Unity. It explores the topics of brotherhood and unity. Very interestingly, she juxtaposes Indian and Western classical styles in this piece, as well as instruments. So she has a Baroque-sized orchestra, but she includes in that the tabla and the sitar as well, which gives it that decided Eastern feeling. She has seven movements, and she sets the words of the seven major religious traditions of India. And it's a really wonderful piece, very colorful and beautiful. We've been working on it for a couple of weeks already, and the choir is really taking to it and enjoying it. Our youth choir will be singing with us on that for a couple of movements, and they'll present a couple of pieces by Rena as well to open the concert. And then in between, we're going to be doing Bach's Cantata 140, the Wacht auf, which also has themes of unity and relationships and that kind of thing. So that should be an interesting, different concert for us. And we're also featuring some Indian visual art in the lobby. The Leela Foundation will be providing some Indian dancers to do for a couple of movements on stage and in the auditorium during the performance. So it should be really an interesting program.
Then you have your big Christmas concert coming up in December.
Our annual Joy of the Season will be Tuesday night, December 12th, also in the Mandy Concert Hall. And this will feature our three choirs, the chamber choir, our big 170-voice symphonic choir, and also our new youth choir will be featured on that program.
In the spring, what exciting events do you have planned for us?
Our annual Romance in the Air Valentine theme program will be done at the Transfer Company Food Hall again in downtown Raleigh. And then we're doing something with some different venues in the spring. We're going to be singing at Raleigh's historic Rialto Theater, which has recently reopened. And they're returning that space to not only to be used for film, but also for some concert appearances too, which is, I think, as I understand it, historically kind of how the theater began. So we're going to be doing a special program there called Master Chorale Goes to the Movies, featuring the classic songs and historic cinema, MGM films, Henry Mancini, James Bond, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Disney, Star Wars, and the list goes on and on. And then another interesting venue that we'll be returning to will be the Holy Name of Jesus Cathedral, beautiful sonic and acoustical space, Holy Name of Jesus Cathedral, to do the Sunrise Mass of Ola Yelo, the Norwegian composer, and then we'll also do works by Pärt, Mendelssohn, and Rheinberger on that program. And then to wrap up the season, we'll have a 40-voice chamber choir doing a program called All the Colors of the World, during which we use the concept of color as a prism for viewing our natural world and the humanity that comprises it and celebrating our differences and our similarities. So it kind of makes a nice bookend with the Rena Esmail piece, This Love Between Us, Prayers for Unity.
Al, how long has the North Carolina Master Chorale been a musical fixture in the Triangle?
Well, this will be our 81st season.
And if people want to get tickets and more information, what's the website address?
It's www.ncmastercorral.org. And that chorale, of course, has an E on the end.
Dr. Al Sturgis, thank you so much for telling us about the North Carolina Master Chorale's upcoming season. Much luck.
Thank you, Rob.
Our guest on Preview this week has been Dr. Al Sturgis. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org, where you can also find the interviews that aired on Preview earlier this year. Thank you for your support.